Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Tanya Dalton's here. Tanya's a new friend. She owns Inkwell Press, which is a business that's focused on helping others to be more productive. She is a productivity expert, and she's doing it very well, very successfully with the products, the productivity products that she's offering to people, which are available across the marketplace, and she's our new friend, Tanya Dalton. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Good to have you here. And so you say that to-do lists don't work. Tell us about that.
I feel like to-do lists are one of those things that everyone does, because it's one of those myths of productivity that in order to be productive, you have to write out a to-do list. And so everybody does it. And the thing is, I find that when I talk to especially small business owners, the one word they use when they describe how they feel about their business, they use the word overwhelmed.
Uh-huh.
They're overwhelmed by all that they have to do. And I say,
I love, how about the words, how about slammed? I'm just slammed.
Slammed, yeah.
You know what, Tanya? I've been really, really busy before. But I've never in my life told anybody I was slammed. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard anybody say.
Well, this is the thing, is how often do we use that word busy to describe?
I'd be embarrassed to say that.
And right? Because you want to be on top of what you're doing, and you want to make sure that you do know what to do next. And I like to tell people that overwhelm isn't having too much to do. Mm-hmm. It's not knowing where to start. And I think that that is the biggest downfall of the to-do list, is it doesn't tell you where to start.
Mm-hmm.
It just becomes this long laundry list of all the things you want to do. It's generally not achievable because it's entirely too long.
And so well, and now, here's another thing. If you've got a long to-do list, if you're the owner of your company and you have any organization at all, you have any people at all, what that probably is telling you, and whoever is listening, is you're not a very good delegator.
That's
a bunch of little things in front of me to do, I'm probably not doing a good job of delegating.
Yep. You're not doing a really good job of prioritizing. And delegation is an important part of that prioritization process.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think that to-do list works. I think you write a priority list. And I think you hit the nail on the head right there when you talked about people if they have too much on there, they're not delegating. If you're not sitting down and really figuring out what your priorities are when you're making your list, how do you know what to delegate? How do you know where you want to begin? So I really believe that it takes the exact same amount of time, but a little more thought to sit down and instead of just listing out with a giant brain dump, taking the time to categorize your tasks and your appointments into three different categories.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd be happy to go through those categories.
Yeah. What's the first one?
Yeah, so the first one is immediate. So your immediate category are the things that are important in that they move you towards your goals, they move you towards the things that are truly important in your business and in growing your business,
mm-hmm.
and they're urgent. They have a looming deadline that's coming up pretty quickly. So that is your immediate task. Things that are important, and they're also urgent. And then the second category is important items. So these are items that are important in that they move you towards your goals, and they move you closer to where you want to drive your business, but they're not urgent.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the
You're going to have to do them. They just don't have to be done this minute.
Right. And the funny thing is, these are the things that are truly going to grow your business. But because they don't have that fire, you know, that urgent timeline, they tend to get pushed aside.
Mm-hmm.
And so instead of spending the time on the things that are truly important, we spend all of our time putting out those urgent fires because they're screaming at us, right?
Right.
They're saying, you have to answer me, you have to answer me. So really, the most of your day should be spent on things that are important but not urgent. Because if you're spending time on those things, they're not becoming urgent.
Right.
You get out of that reactive mode and you get into a proactive mode where you're actually driving the bus of where you're going, right?
Right, right.
And then that third category. Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Here's the third one.
Oh, so the third, so we have immediate, important, and then the third category is insignificant. And insignificant are the items that are urgent, so they do have a fire that's going on, but they're not really important. They're not driving your business to where you want it to go. But the funny thing is, we tend to pay attention to those first. Those are things like emails or other people's deadlines, things like that. We want to check them off our to-do list because they're easy and they're fast to check off. But they're not really important and that they're not driving us forward towards
it might also be the thing that we like doing that's not important or significant, but we still like it, whereas the significant and the immediate things, we don't like doing those so much. Sometimes we get lazy and we do that. I wanted to point out something in your first item, the immediate and the urgent. On my the things that are in that part of my day are the things that I know I owe someone else, that if I give them what they're waiting on me for, they can go be working on something for me while I'm working on my stuff. In other words, I get their stuff off my plate first. Because if you're a good delegator, I tell my employees, I say, look, this is your job. This is what you're supposed to do. This is your assignment. But there are some parts of your job where I work for you. Because you can't finish your job till you get certain things from me. And so I make sure they have all they need from me, so when I turn back to my work, there are two of us working on my projects.
Absolutely. You don't want to be the bottleneck in your system.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
And so that is an important task.
I tell my employees part of the day I work for you.
Absolutely. I completely believe that. Because in order to get the whole train moving forward, all the wheels have to be turning, right?
It's fun for me. It makes me feel good to sit back and take a little breather and realize that even while I'm taking a breather, I've got an employee who's working on my project or a project for me. And, I like, it's called leverage. I like leverage. I need your website, Tanya.
Yeah, it's inkwellpress.com.
Say it again.
Inkwellpress.com.
Inkwellpress.com.
So inkwellpress.com.
Check it out. Tanya and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.